high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, and the dream that you dare to. Why, oh why can't I ooh, 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 yeah.
Negotiations and the sales push behind Washington's latest and biggest free trade agreement amount to Kabuki Theater. What theater? Kabuki. It's a 17th century form of Japanese drama, featuring elaborate sets and costuming, rhythmic dialogue, and stylized acting and dancing. That does sum up the White House's production of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Its negotiations have been set in luxury resorts around the world, covered by elaborate secrecy. Insiders wear the costumes of global corporate power, while trade officials parrot rhythmic dialogue about incredible benefits for all. And the president himself is the main actor, dramatically proclaiming that TPP is the most progressive trade deal ever. And now he's doing a stylized political dance in hopes of winning congressional approval. What a show! But it doesn't seem to be selling. Recent polls show broad public opposition to any more of these trade schemes, not only among Democrats, but independents and Republicans, too. 10 of the 2016 presidential candidates are opposed, led by Democratic contender Bernie Sanders, who calls it flat-out disastrous, and GOP frontrunner Donnie Trump, who dubs it a horrible deal. Congressional opposition is strong, and even Ford Motor Company, which was one of the corporate giants allowed inside the negotiations, has blasted it, calling on Congress to vote no. This is Jim Hightower saying, inexplicably, Obama views passage of this democracy-strangling corporate boondoggle as his legacy-making achievement, even though the only real support he has for it are Republican congressional leaders and the global corporate establishment. That's not just kabuki, it's kooky. As the old aphorism puts it, tell me with whom you walk, and I'll tell you who you are. To keep track and get involved, go to citizen.org/trade.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
And this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. My name's Tom. Welcome to American Pastimes.
Thank you.
And American Pastimes is being underwritten this afternoon by, of course, the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Emporium Presents, announcing folk and bluegrass group Dave Rawlings Machine, along with Gillian Welch, are coming to the Paradise Performing Arts Center. That's on October 20th. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. The Dave Rawlings Machine's new album is called Nashville Obsolete, and it's being released this month. And for more information, visit DaveRawlingsMachine.com. Also underwriting American Pastimes and Community Radio this afternoon is Arttoberfest. That's Chico's month-long arts and cultural celebration. Once again, the Arttoberfest guide will be online at Arttoberfest.net. That's Arttoberfest. And you can list your event for free by clicking on the contact tab. Action News Now, Agua Azul Oasis Day Spa, and the Chico Certified Farmers Market are proud to support Arttoberfest in Chico. And that was Todd Phillips kicking off American Pastimes this afternoon with a cut from his In the Pines CD. That's a fairly old collection of instrumentals, and that was the traditional melody called Liza Jane. Again, here on American Pastimes, let's start off the show properly with a couple from Mimi and Richard Farina.
It's woe, woe, woe. bodies underground. For the freedoms none of them found. Five their senses nevermore. And six their parents on the shore. It's homing bells for chains to die. Chilla's is groin against the clay. Never more to feel a day. But once his manhood riding tall. Now all is blood upon our hands. It's woe.
Goodbye. High above the clouds she'll lie. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I can be. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on my way.
Been and all the ways are worn. Can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? I'm not the one to tell this world how to get along. I only know that peace will come when all hate is gone. I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? This old world may never change the way it's been. And all the ways are worn. Can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? This old world may never change. This world may never change.
Fred Neil. Fred Neil recorded live back in 1966 or 7 or so. And prior to Fred Neil, we heard, that was the classic, of course, The Dolphin. And we started that set off with a bunch of other mid-60s folk musicians. We heard Mimi and Richard Farina starting us off with Michael, Andrew, and James. Their tribute to the three slain civil rights workers died by gun violence in 1963 or 4. And that was put out on the great album Celebration for a Gray Day. And that was followed by the instrumental Dog Blue, also from the same album by Mimi and Richard Farina. Ian and Sylvia stepped up next with Early Morning Rain, the great Gordon Lightfoot composition. And then with their classic, which is essentially has become in the last 40 or 50 years the National Anthem of Canada, Four Strong Winds, and that's off of the Best of Ian and Sylvia on Vanguard. Fred Neil wrapping that folk music session up with The Dolphin from his album The Other Side of This Life, here on American Pastimes, KZFR, KZFR 90.1 and KZFR.org.
Pull out your phone and get those thumbs ready. The KZFR app is now up to date and available in the App Store for iPhone, iPad, and iPods. Simply visit the App Store and type KZFR into the search bar. New features include the live streaming, show profiles, and DJ profiles as well.
The KZFR mobile apps are the simplest way to listen to KZFR besides the radio itself. Don't forget about our Android app available in the Google Play Store as well. Get the app and share with your friends to make community radio everybody's radio.
And I've got a new one from Happy Traum. Just came out. CD's called Just for the Love of It. Features a lot of his friends from back in the Woodstock area, including John Sebastian and Larry Campbell, a few folks like that. Happy's been around forever. Made his first recordings in New York City in the early 1960s, played behind Bob Dylan and a number of other folks, and was one of the first guitar players to actually start selling his lessons on cassettes back in the late 60s, early 70s. Was in on the early Mel Bay guitar lesson program. Great guitar player, great musician, and this is here's a couple from his new one. A couple of old traditional tunes he plays. You'll recognize this.
My mama said, yes, if I listen what my mama said,
what your mama said,
if I had listened what my poor old mama said, you know, John, I'd be home sleeping in mama's bed.
I'll play that one.
Drive a stranger from your door. Never drive a stranger from your door. I said never drive a stranger away from your door. He may be your best friend, you don't know. I'm singing love, oh, careless love. Yeah, love, oh, they call it careless love. Love, oh, love, careless love. Don't you see what care love has done? I said, don't you see what care love has done?
That was Happy Traum from his new release, Just for the Love of It. And some great musicians, some good tracks. We heard Careless Love, an old traditional piece, and that was followed by Jay Gould's Daughter, another traditional piece based on the old Casey Jones ballad. Here on American Pastimes, KZFR, 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Let's do a short set of some Cajun Zydeco sounds.